I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United States says it will defend Japan as North Korea shows off its nuclear capability. That aggression is creating uneasiness in Japan, making evangelism fertile ground. The Jesus Film Project's Jacqueline Kellum says they're not letting the tensions deter them from sending in a distribution team in December. She says it's an incredibly needy mission field.
The Japanese people are one of the biggest unreached people group. In fact, they have 0.07% Christians in their country.
They need more people to go. Go to our website for information and to sign up. Next, the Maoist insurgency has brought Nepal to a standstill. Now, not only are there armed skirmishes, but the people are demonstrating their anger at the continued turmoil. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver confirms some of their evangelism work has suffered.
Our church planters find it very difficult these days to go out because they are being spotlighted by the guerrillas. Many of them have not had the freedom that they've had in the past to go out. And so we're really praying that God will bring a resolution.
And Living Water International is celebrating 15 years. President Jerry Wiles says they're developing a Share the Vision network around the country. He says LWI encourages local vision.
Practically, one of the ways we do that is working with indigenous partners, orphanages, schools, hospitals, other mission organizations, and churches.
He sums up their approach this way.
Clean water, sanitation, and training in hygiene is really the thing that opens the door in many places where it's not been open to the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on suffering Christians' experience in their walk with God. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.